here's a story from The World.
The French satirical magazine Charlie Hebdo this week is republishing controversial cartoons of the Prophet Muhammad. This coincides with the start of a trial for suspected accomplices in the 2015 massacre at the magazine's offices in Paris. 12 people were killed in that attack, which was partly triggered by the magazine publishing the Muhammad images years earlier. "We will never lie down. We will never give up," Charlie Hebdo's editor, Laurent Ries-Sorisseau, wrote in an editorial that appears with the cartoons in tomorrow's edition. Patrick Chapat is a political cartoonist based in Switzerland. He's speaking to us from Geneva. Patrick, what do you think of the decision by Charlie Hebdo to republish those Muhammad cartoons?
Well, I think it's their decision. It's their choice as a satirical magazine. If you read Ries, what he's telling us is that those cartoons are part of history. They are, if you like, exhibits in a trial, and that the young generation who grew up hearing about the Charlie Hebdo massacre, a lot of them have not seen those cartoons. So are we able to be looking at those cartoons and still able to reflect on them and make up our own mind? That's, I think, the core of the issue. But let me just remind us that it's not Charlie Hebdo which is on trial this week. It's really the trial of the murderers and killers.
Remind us of the stature of the cartoonists killed that day in January 2015. These were people who were really well known in France, weren't they?
Yes, and they were lovely people. One of them was a good friend of mine. Cabu, among the dead, was a very well-known figure in French cartooning. So there is a whole part of French history which was attacked, and something that was sacred, if I can say that word, the sense of humor, the art of satire, this has been attacked that day in Paris.
5 years on, how do you view the attack on Charlie Hebdo?
Well, I mean, if cartoonists and political cartoons are the, you know, the canary in the coal mine, as we sometimes say, it's a cliche. If they are a barometer of freedom in society, well, we should be a bit worried, because beyond the classical political pressure, which is still going on in more and more countries around the world, and even in democracies, beyond the pressure from religious groups, and again, Charlie Hebdo was censorship by murder, you have now new forms of pressure and censorship. You have the whole debate about cancel culture. The fact that we live in an era of outrage and susceptibility, which is fueled by social media. People tend to feel offended very easily by an image, by a comment. But what's new today, it's that they not only feel offended, they want the offender to be punished. So it's suppression of speech is the main worry today.
At the time of the massacre at the offices of Charlie Hebdo in 2015, you know, millions of people took up the cause of Charlie Hebdo with the hashtag Je suis Charlie. What is the influence and reach of Charlie Hebdo 5 years on?
The change is, we now live in an open world. We live in an open world with closed minds, I tend to say. So everything we do and publish, everything we draw in our little corner of the world can be seen and shared and seen by people who will not understand, who are not prepared to understand the subtleties. So that's the base of big misunderstandings. I think the Charlie Hebdo killing was a sort of tragic misunderstanding. And I think there'll be more in the future, more misunderstanding. It is a global culture clash in a way.
Patrick Chapat is a political cartoonist based in Switzerland. Thanks a lot, Patrick.
Thank you.
From PRX.